It is, Tom. For the 13th month in a row, we've had positive job creation, and it's been accelerating each and every month. And on a year-over-year basis, we created, in Florida, 93,900 jobs. That's really pretty good.
That's almost 100,000 jobs.
Yeah, on an annual basis. So we're getting to the point of a sustained and sustainable recovery.
So the state's job growth has been positive for over a year, yet the unemployment rate is still stalled at about 10%. Why is that?
Yeah, it's slowly receding because we haven't had enough job growth to make it go down faster, and because as labor markets improve, more people look for work, and so that tends to increase the size of the labor supply. So I'm not so worried about the unemployment rate. I think we should focus on job creation. As long as that continues to rise, that's very beneficial to the state's economy, Tom.
Well, then, if we can assume that these upward trends do continue, how long do you think it will be until employment returns to something closer to what we think of as normal?
It'll take another 18 to 24 months before we get the feeling in ourselves that our economy is really back to normal. But that seems to be the direction we're slowly going in.
Now, in Orlando, there was also some job growth, about 8,600 jobs, but that was only about half of what the area gained the year before, the previous year. Why is job growth slowing down then in Orlando when it's growing in the rest of the state?
Three primary reasons, Tom. First, there's been a slowing in the rate of growth of tourism. Last year, 2010, we had an increase of over 15,000 tourism jobs. So far, the 12 months ending October this year, we only had 7,500. Part of that is because of the big boom with Harry Potter in 2010, but nevertheless, we've lost some of that forward momentum. The growth in the tourism industry has slowed some. We're getting positive growth, but with that slowdown, there's less job creation, not only in leisure and hospitality, but in trade and other things that are related to tourism.
Well, you know, Hank, there's been a lot of talk about the quality of these jobs. And as you pointed out, tourism, the leisure and hospitality category, is where most of these jobs across the state were created. According to the state's figures now, those jobs pay about $21,000 a year. But, you know, many of the jobs, like in housekeeping or in the kitchen, pay considerably less. Minimum wage is about, comes out to about $15,000 a year, sometimes with benefits, sometimes not. You know, that's not really a living wage. It's a job.
Well, it makes it tough, Tom, no doubt. But it's better to have a job than not have a job. And we historically have had an economy driven by our tourism industry, which creates a large body of trade, service, and retail jobs.
And, of course, we spoke about retail jobs a couple of weeks ago, and that sector seems to have seen some growth. But another of our important areas in our region is construction, and that continues to shrink.
Exactly right, Tom, and that just reflects the continued problems in the housing markets across Central Florida, but particularly here in Orlando compared to Daytona Beach, where their housing markets appear to finally be stabilizing.
And the data seemed to show the Daytona Beach area doing better, actually, across the board.
Yeah, the Daytona area is doing better. Acceleration in job growth and acceleration in the important tourism industry in Daytona, Tom. So that's encouraging for them.
So these new figures from the state are encouraging to some extent, Hank, but the employment picture, as we mentioned, is still pretty dark for a lot of people, for almost 10% of the population. Based on these figures, though, what do you predict going forward?
Well, first of all, Tom, retail sales were very strong last month, suggesting that we may have a better Christmas season than anybody anticipated, which would be very helpful for Florida and for Central Florida because the retail trade drives a lot of jobs here. Secondly, the AAA reported that more people are going to be traveling this Thanksgiving and this Christmas, which also is a good sign for our Central Florida economy.